Luciana Zaccagnini was born in Rome in 1931. She came to Australia in 1954 with her young son, Alessandro. Her husband had been living and working here for 2 years, preparing for the arrival of his young family. Or so Luciana thought. Luciana, tell us about your arrival.
Well, when I arrived in Sydney, I was expected to see my husband, but he wasn't there. Then the people of the immigration approached me and told me that my husband was waiting for me in Brisbane. So they gave me some tickets that took me to the station, and I traveled all night, all day, and arrived in Brisbane. Then when I saw my husband there, and then he said to me that couldn't go and live with him because the apartment that he had, the people from the health department said that it was not for 3 people. So he said that they had to go and live in the camp. And so when he said that to me, I was really speechless. So he took me to this big black car where the immigration people took me to Wegwall camp. And I was so distressed because after the war, talking about the concentration camp, that's what I was thinking about, you know. And so...
So what did you find when you went to Wegwall?
Well, when I went to Wegwall, I was really, really upset. So actually, one of the supervisors introduced me to some Italian people, and so I could talk to them, but the camp was just barracks, wooden barracks, you know, which didn't give me a very good impression. And then I was crying all the time. And then my husband came on the weekend. On the weekend, he told me that he had another woman. So I was more than ever very much upset. So I decided to go to the Italian consulate and tell them what was happening to me. So the Italian consulate said that they could repatriate me on their own expense. And this was the time that I started thinking, and this was the turning point of my life, because thinking to go back to Rome without a husband, with a child, didn't feel that I was really happy about that. So I decided to stay in Australia, work, and this is what happened. So I did quite a few jobs.
So you were a young woman with a two-year-old child, alone here in Australia, no English.
Very, very, very little. I used to go around with a little dictionary because sometimes I could understand the word, you know, but I could not speak with the right pronunciation, even today.
There's nothing wrong with the way you speak today, let me tell you. But how did you find work and what did you do?
Yes, well, down at the camp, I asked for a job. So they gave me a job as a kitchen maid. It was a job that supposed to clean the table, cutting the bread, cutting the butter, and then it was all right. And then later on, I was a cook. They asked me to be a cook. And I was a cook and a waitress. After that, my English started to get better, and then the director asked me if I would like to work in the office as a switchboard operator, and which I worked there for 1 year. This was very, very helpful for me to learn about the mailing and the filing. It was pretty good. And then later on, I went to work in a kindergarten as an assistant kindergarten teacher.
Right.
And I stayed there for 6.5 years nearly.
So you were at Wegwall for how many years altogether?
Six and a half years.
Mm. And in the meantime, your little boy was growing up and attending school.
Yes, he was. First, he was at the, because on the campus there was a school, there was a hospital. So then Sandro, he went to kindergarten first and then school. And then when he started to go to, he went to Joseph St. Joseph's School in Corinda, when there. And then we come out from the camp and we went to live in Milton, some friends of us. And after Milton, we went to live at Inala, which we lived there for 15 years.
Right. So yeah. While you were at Waco, you made quite a few friends there.
Well, actually, I met Mary, which is a friend of mine still today, and then I met Luigi. Which Luigi became my husband after 25 years. Anyway, but Luigi was really was the best thing that could happen to me, actually. Yeah. And
so you met Luigi.
I met Luigi at Waco. Yeah, because Luigi knew my husband. He knew all my story. Possibly felt sorry for me. I don't know. But then he started to really.
First a friendship, and then something based on love and trust and respect.
El cuatro, yes, just like that. Mm. Yeah. And then after Wegola, I went to work at this printing place at Bethlehem Pike. And then I went to work for the government printing office. And I worked there for 23 and a half years. And that's it. I retired in 91. And Luigi retired in 92, so we were all really happy together. But then Luigi got sick, and then he died in 96. And that's it.
It's a very interesting story you have to tell. Luciana, let's just go back to Waco for a little while. How did you make it special for you and your little boy initially? You know, before you met Luigi or made any close friends?
Well, I met Luigi straight away. I also married some other Italian people. And then that's what make me feel a little bit better. And then I used to make my room nicely, you know. One day I started to paint the room. And but because the barracks had just no lining.
Right. Just the timber planks.
So the paint was gone outside. And he comes, the director, and he said to me, what you try to do? I said, try to paint my room a bit better because it was really dark. And he said, but all the painting is outside. But never mind. Yeah, and then I started to be careful not to let the paint go outside. And then I used to buy beautiful material to make the bed cover, and then try to make it with the packing case, little stool and a vanity corner for myself. Anyway, it was all right. Yeah.
Now, I can imagine that in those days, in the early 50s, there would have been a lot of different nationalities at Waco.
Oh, yes. We had at least 23 nationalities at the time. Yeah, so... Actually, when I was working in kindergarten with the children, I had to learn quite a few phrases in Finnish, in Polish, and in German, you know, just to help the children to say that, don't cry, mama comes soon, things like that, you know, just to pacify them.
Luciana, you must feel very proud of the choices you've made in life. Do you ever think about what you've achieved?
Well, I'm really proud of myself for what I achieved because... I mean, I work all the time, and then at this moment, I know that I'm a widow, but with Luigi, I had a really good life also, and Luigi was a good father to my son, Alessandro. Now Alessandro is married with three children, and at this moment, I try to keep myself busy, try to do some voluntary work at the hospital. I play bridge. And then last year I was in New Zealand, and I like traveling quite a bit. And then 2 years ago, I did some skydiving.
You're turning 80 this year.
Oh, yes.
So for your 78th birthday, you went skydiving.
Yes, with my grandson, Zain, which he was 14. And then that's what he wanted for his birthday. So I said, okay, I'll come with you, because it was always in my mind to do that. And it's good. Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. So you've been back to Italy many times?
Oh, many times. I was actually last year for my brother's birthday. He was 80 last year. And it's good. Yeah, I've gone to Italy quite often. And at this moment, I'm quite content, because I still have a good health, got good friends. And so I'm very, very happy the choice I made to stay here.
And, I'm happy too. I'm happy you made that choice to stay here.
No, I'm very, very happy.
So have you got anything special planned for your 80th this year?
I don't know. My daughter-in-law, I don't know what she wants to do, but she asked me to get some photographs. She wants to do some sort of a DVD with the photographs from when I was young until at this moment. And so I don't know what's happening.
Luciane, you have every right to feel very proud of the choices you've made in life, and we'd like to thank you for taking part in this project.
Thank you, Barbara.